Mark Raimondi, it seems strange, but it sounds like the place to start today's story is with Steve Harvey?
Yeah, I think so. In 2017, Javon Walton was 11 years old, and at that time, he was kind of like a viral sensation on the internet for his boxing skills. The way that he was able to hit mitts with his dad drew a lot of attention on social media, and he got invited to the Steve Harvey Show.
I am a huge fan of boxing. I really am. I love the excitement of the sport. So when I saw this video of my next guest, who's been boxing since he was 4 years old, I thought, man, this kid is fast, man. So I want to meet him. So here he is. Please welcome Javon Warner Walton and his trainer dad, DJ.
So then from the Steve Harvey Show, where he was kind of billed as a future Floyd Mayweather, he gets seen by a casting agent, a Hollywood casting director.
This casting director named Jennifer Vendetti, she saw me on Steve Harvey, and she was like, hey, have you ever acted before? And I was like, no, it's not even something that crossed my mind.
And they invited Walton and his family out to Los Angeles to audition for a new HBO show. And they get out there and they think that, okay, he's going to get a chance to, remember, he's an 11-year-old kid. He's going to get a chance to take some acting classes, maybe just get, you know, just get his feet wet a little bit on what he's supposed to do. But no, there was none of that. He got thrown right into an audition with the other side being Zendaya, the star of Euphoria.
I got the gig immediately, and I was one of the only kids that were like saying the drug names right, because some, like, you saw the first episode, like, it was like complicated.
What is it?
India, so propylphenomethoxtryptamine.
And his role on Euphoria? Ashtray, one of the show's most iconic characters.
I thought your ass was dead.
I thought you had Asperger's, so I realized you're just a prick.
This is a fickle industry. Y'all come and go. I'm just trying to stack my cash, pay off our mortgage. So what the fuck you want?
And thus, Ashtray was born. But from there, what happened to Walton's career?
So once he started getting discovered in Hollywood, he got to put boxing a little bit on the back burner. After Euphoria, he got a role on the Amazon show Utopia. After that, he was on Netflix's Umbrella Academy. He ended up working with Sylvester Stallone on a superhero film, Samaritan.
It was amazing to be able to work with Sly on my very first film like that. You know, very first feature film. So that was great. Me and him had a special bond on set too. We'd always argue about boxing and who's going to win this, who's going to win that. So, yeah.
But now, at 17 years old, he is back focusing on boxing. And he is going to make his global debut this Saturday, March 2nd, Puerto Rico. He's on the undercard of a big title fight, women's boxing match between Amanda Serrano. And also on that card is Jake Paul. His boxing career is now starting in earnest after all these years being in Hollywood.
Long before stealing scenes in HBO's hit drama Euphoria, Javon Walton was making waves as a young boxing prodigy. And this weekend, he goes back to his roots, heading to Puerto Rico to make his professional boxing debut. So today, Mark Raimondi explores the potential of Javon Wanna Walton and why this fresh-faced 17-year-old appears ready to set Hollywood aside and conquer the fight game. I'm Clinton Yates. It's Friday, March 1st. This is ESPN Daily. Delicious, meat, nutritious. In the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Trust me, I've been eating them like there's no tomorrow all week. Wonderful Pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with your family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you, like me, are on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries, whatever it may be. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful Pistachios a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids, They're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snack game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. Mark, let's rewind a little bit here. While acting for Walton came at 11, a very young age, his boxing passion somehow came much earlier. What did you learn about that?
Well, both of his parents, DJ and Jessica, were and have been huge boxing fans. So boxing was always on the television, whether it was, you know, live fights on a Saturday or they're just rewatching classic fights from over the years. And when Walton was an infant, when he was young, the only thing that he would really interest him as far as television, it wasn't cartoons. It wasn't, you know, Barney's play along or whatever. It was boxing. The only thing that he was sitting in front of the TV for was boxing at 4 years old. And before long, he told his dad, DJ, when can I start boxing? And going back to that Steve Harvey appearance, Walton even tells us himself when he started.
I first started boxing when I was 4 years old. My dad took me to a gym and I fell in love with it ever since.
And he was only 4 years old. So DJ, while he was open to the idea, he wasn't going to be taking a four-year-old kid to a boxing gym, right? So he started training him himself little by little. And that's how the journey really all started.
When did it start to appear that this boxing superfan might actually be the real deal?
Well, after a few years, when he was around 8 years old, he started competing. His family took him to a pretty big amateur youth tournament called the Ringside World Championships in Kansas City. He didn't perform all that well then, but his parents thought it was a good sign that he wanted to get right back into the gym and continue to improve.
It's just a journey that he really kind of picked for himself.
I train every day and I do conditioning, I do bag work.
The sweat, the training won't slow down. If anything, it's going to pick up a little bit.
And from there, it was kind of off to the races for him as far as his amateur career. He won 10 fights in a row. He won the silver in the Junior Olympics 2 times. And during that time also, he was competing at a pretty high level in gymnastics, even actually being recognized by USA Gymnastics.
The best event that I'm probably at is floor. I have a lot of power at floor.
By the time he was 10, it was pretty much a lock that he at least wanted to venture into a pro career in boxing. And the Olympics were something that he was also very interested in. That was a main goal for him when he was around 10 years old. But then the opportunity to be on Euphoria happened and things kind of had to get reshuffled and juggled as far as his priorities go.
That's wild. Kids on a hit HBO show, and he might not even end up being the most famous person in his own house. What is going on with his siblings and their careers?
Yeah, so his older sister, Jayla, whose nickname is Cookie, she's an actress and she plays Odessa Sanderson on Fear the Walking Dead. Javon's twin brother, Jaden, is supposed to graduate high school in 2025, and he is a top baseball prospect out of Buford High School in Georgia. They are fraternal twins, not identical, but they do look quite a bit alike.
So you mentioned that Walton is getting set to make his pro debut. How did he go from amateur to acting to professional?
Last year, it was actually pretty big news in the boxing world that Jake Paul, who is, of course, a YouTuber turned prize fighter who's made a lot of waves in the boxing space over the last few years, he announced that he was signing Javon Walton to his boxing promotion, Most Valuable Promotions. And Walton was the youngest fighter to ever sign with Paul's team. And it's a very different journey, right, than what Jake Paul is on, because Jake Paul started out in the entertainment world and he grew himself as a social media influencer and then went to boxing relatively late while he was already in his 20s when Jake Paul started boxing.
Do you get the sense that there are some sort of similarities that would draw Paul and Walton to each other? I mean, respectfully to what the Paul brothers have done, there are a lot of people that look at them as kind of a clown show. Is it concerned that this wasn't serious enough for what Walton was really trying to do?
I think that's one of the tests for Javon Walton as he embarks on this pro career is proving himself as a boxer. Because that's one of the things that Jake Paul is facing right now, because people don't see him as a pure boxer. The difference between Jake Paul and Javon Walton is that, again, Javon Walton has been boxing his whole life. He's been boxing a lot longer than Jake Paul has, and boxing was always the ultimate goal for him, and Hollywood was just kind of a detour.
Why was Jake Paul the right choice for you?
Honestly, you know, I just love how they keep their circle so tight and how it allows me to be in control of my career, you know, and I get to make moves I want to do. And really, man, everyone there is super talented as well. And you know, you want to be part of a team that's really talented.
But as far as similarities between the two of them, I think both of them, for boxing, which is a little bit of an older audience, they really speak to the younger demographic. Jake Paul is in his 20s. They're both Gen Z. Euphoria was a hit show of the young demographic. Walton has 5 million followers on Instagram and more than 13 million across all social media. And a lot of them are young people. He was also, in 2022, the youngest athlete to ever sign with Nike's Jordan brand, which is a big deal. And Jake Paul himself told me that, you know, Javon Walton is quote, perfectly positioned to become the face of combat sports over the next decade. He possesses a rare combination of attributes as he embarks on his professional career in the boxing ring from the time he was 4, Hollywood fame, a large and highly engaged fan base, and, above all, a relentless pursuit of progress. He said, greatness is not given, it is earned. I have no doubt Juan Walton is going to achieve it and become one of the most successful boxers of all time. Those are pretty big words from Jake Paul.
All right, Mark, before we break down Walton the boxer, what exactly are we going to see this weekend?
So on Saturday in Puerto Rico, he's going to fight Joshua Torres, who I guess you, if you're a boxing fan, you would know Joshua Torres as someone of a kind of like a journeyman, you know, a guy that has not really achieved a great deal of success in boxing. He's 0-1-1. However, he's 32 years old. He's almost double Javon Walton's age, which is a unique situation on its own. The fight is going to take place at the Coliseo de Puerto Rico in San Juan. It hosts more than 18,000 people. It's going to air live on DAZN. It is the homecoming of Amanda Serrano, who is one of the best female boxers in history. She's the undisputed featherweight champion.
All three judges score the bout 120 to 108. All three in favor of the winner by unanimous decision. And still, the unified featherweight champion of the world, the real deal, Amanda Serrano.
And it's her first time coming back to Puerto Rico to fight since she became the undisputed champion. So it's going to be a really huge show. Not many 17-year-olds debut as a pro boxer on a card as big as this one. But I asked Walton, and he said, this is the venue, the crowd, the cameras, they don't really faze him.
I've kind of been in front of cameras my whole life, so I don't really, you know, see it as anything different. I'm just grateful that my fight can be on such a big stage right out the gate.
Coming up, what will happen to Juan Walton when the punches actually start flying? Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home some huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured, it was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo, another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. Mark, what exactly is Walton's boxing resume?
He has a pretty decorated amateur career. He had over 80 amateur fights. You know, he's won tournaments. He was a 2-time silver medalist in the Junior Olympics. And this just seems to be the time now for the next step. And that's professional boxing.
I have the experience. I have over 80 amateur bouts, and I've been in the game for such a long time. And to be able to make my pro debut on such a big stage, like, I wanted to do it right, you know, and I wanted to make sure everybody could see it for my first fight. And I really went with how I was feeling, and I was really ready to take the headgear off and, you know, hop into the pro games.
He actually made his pro debut already back in December. It was a first round TKO over Moises Guzman. It was a small show in Dominican Republic that did not air anywhere. So this is really his global debut coming up this weekend, but he actually does have one pro fight technically under his belt already.
What do the hardcore pugilist guys think? Guys who use the terms like sweet science think about his actual ability. Can he box?
That's a great question. I think that's one of the things that, you know, he's going to continue to have to prove. And we asked Tim Bradley, who is an ESPN analyst, fantastic analyst for boxing on ESPN, and also a Hall of Fame boxer. Myself and Andres Ferrari, our boxing editor at ESPN, we asked Tim Bradley, hey, can you watch some film on Javon Walton and tell us what you saw? And Tim Bradley said he has natural talent. He's obviously still green. He's only 17 years old. And for this fight, he is a southpaw, and he's going to be fighting Torres at 126 pounds. And it's a 4-round fight, which is pretty typical for, you know, boxers at that experience level. Tim Bradley said that Jamal Walton, quote, embodies the nature of a fleet-footed boxer puncher with a flair for showmanship. And he added that Walton's instincts are sharp and creative, but deep inside, he cultivates a slugger's heart. He can get aggressive, ready to unleash combinations to win rounds, even while putting himself at risk. He holds a powerful backhand, his straight left. That could be his eraser, but we will not honestly know if he can punch or take a punch until it happens.
It seems like a pretty big hurdle. So while they're waiting to figure out if he can take a punch, who else in his camp besides his dad can actually speak to his skills?
One of the coaches that has been part of his training camp and will be in his corner on Saturday is Lewis Taylor. He was a very high-level MMA fighter. He fought in the UFC. He won a $1 million tournament championship in PFL. And he's also a coach for some of the top fighters in MMA, including Bilal Muhammad, who is the number one contender for the UFC welterweight title. And Lewis Taylor has been in camps with Bilal Muhammad, who was also trained with Khabib Nurmagomedov, one of the all-time greats in the UFC. And Taylor told me that he's never seen the level of detail in any camp that DJ Walton, Javon's dad, and Javon have put into Walton's training camps. As far as the schedule goes, it's mapped out to the hour going back months. Taylor told me, quote, this kid's schedule and training regimen is probably, I'm going to say, the best training regimen I've ever seen on paper. The schedule was very meticulous. It's very structured. And the other thing that Taylor told me is something that we spoke about before, is he has a lot to prove, because he has this stereotype that he's maybe a Hollywood kid, that he's not a real boxer, and he's going to have to overcome that, and he's got to show people that actually he was boxing a lot longer than he was doing Hollywood. Taylor told me, quote, I don't really think the world has yet been put on notice, and until he goes out there and puts some people in their place and makes that big wave in the sport of boxing, then the targets will really be on his back, and that's when you'll really see where his level is. But I think that he has all the potential in the world to tell a story that's never been told and to potentially have a career that's unlike any that we've ever seen.
What is that career? Does he have any short or long-term goals, or is this just a kid and a family who are riding the wave until it ends?
Well, for the moment, at least, acting Hollywood stuff is going to move to the back burner. Walton's goal is going to be boxing right now.
Like, winning a gold medal could be amazing. You know, I've wanted that since a young age, but I really think my path and where I'm at in this moment in time is going pro at 18. I really think that's what I want to do, and I want to accomplish a lot in the pro game and show people my ability and showcase that on another level.
And he's going to want to box multiple times in 2024, maybe up to 4 times. And that's typical for, again, a boxer of that experience level. They fight quite a bit early in their career to build up that experience, get to go the rounds under their belt. And one day he wants to be world champion.
I'm only 17 years old, so it's like I got a lot of time ahead of me. You know, I have over a decade left of just prime for me for boxing, you know. So it's like I want to take it at a good pace, but also at a pace that I'm comfortable at But hopefully in the next 5 years, I'm a world champion.
What makes Walton so interested in boxing is just he's a competitor at nature. And I guess there is some competitive things in Hollywood, but not like boxing. He told me that, you know, the idea of being able to win fight by fight and you know, build himself up, climb the ladder of the rankings is something that really, really appeals to him as a competitor.
I think what attracts me to boxing is, man, the way you have to earn every single victory. You know, it's like every single fight you take is a stepping stone as well. And I love that, to show how much I can grow in this sport, that this is the only the beginning for me. And I'm going to have even bigger fights than this in the future. And I'm really excited about that. And really just the journey of boxing.
What about acting? Is there any chance he gets back into this? I mean, these days, celebrities are basically just people who you know for being famous or being famous. And that can work for you for your entire career. Is there one role, however, that could pull him out of the boxing world and back in front of the big screen?
There is one role that he's interested in that would maybe put a temporary hold on his focus on boxing. And that role would be Batman's sidekick.
I think the only thing that I'd really consider would be a role like Robin. That could be kind of cool, you know, because they're talking about getting in the writer room for that and hopefully shooting that by 2025. So, you know, a big role like that, I would definitely consider.
And remember, this role feels like it would be the perfect fit for Javon. This is a kid, remember, who has been boxing his whole life. We know he can scrap for real. And he's been a gymnast at a very high level since a young age. Not to mention, he's not even 18 yet. It almost feels like a perfect spot for him.
But as of right now, Javon is more famous as an actor, certainly. So when push comes to shove long term, which one's it going to be, Mark? Acting or boxing?
I think that right now, boxing is the focus. And what DJ Walton, Javon's dad, told me is that the philosophy that they have, the family, is that there's a very small window to succeed in boxing, right? It's kind of a young man's sport. And he's in his athletic prime now. He's not even in his athletic prime yet. He's going into his athletic prime. You know, he's only 17. And the quote that DJ gave me that I found interesting was, you know, quote, "You can act until you're 80, which is true. And the goal, you know, right now is be active in boxing, get that experience, multiple fights per year, possibly contend for a championship down the line. And then when all is said and done, you know, get out of boxing before, you know, that damage, that wear and tear on the body, on the brain adds up.
Plus, he's already got a built-in nickname. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, man.
I'm Clinton Yates. This has been ESPN Daily. Our show is produced by Bruce Baldwin, Ashley Brown, Bradford Craig, Andrew Hahn, Alexander Hyacinth, Ryan Nantel, Mike Philbrick, and Phoebe Untermann. Special thanks to Jackson Agello. We'll talk to you Monday, kiddos.